Yeah, ultimately.
Yeah.
It would probably be way better.
Welcome to the Super Mario Brothers Minute, the show where we watch the Super Mario Brothers movie minute by minute, and we watch each minute the number of times that it is. I'm Emily. Emily.
I'm Andrew. Andrew.
Today we watched minute 104. 104 times.
Yeah.
And change.
Sure.
This Please. Is our the penultimate minute of this podcast. We are really just barreling towards the end of this podcast right now.
Yes. This is also this is the last of the credits minutes.
Yeah.
And we also watched this during our Mario Party, which we posted about when it occurred. So we'll be popping in. There's very few now party words, but I'll see what else I can dig up. Some little things to toss in. I don't know.
Sniffets.
I don't know. I don't know what I'll throw in.
Yeah.
You never know. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden it can cut and there'll be a party and you don't know. But who knows?
Yike.
But this is the last of the credits minutes.
Yes.
What we're going to call minute 105. Mm-hmm. Not a complete minute.
No.
But we will watch it 105 times.
Yes.
Is not the credits, but if you don't know what it is, oh, what a surprise
you're
in for.
What a nice little treat for you.
But yeah, so these credits were not on actors or what's the word? The crew so much as people who created things for the film.
Correct.
Like creatures. That was one of the first headings.
Or songs.
Yeah. Creatures pops up and it specifically says Yoshi, Koopa creature, mm-hmm. and Goombas.
Yes.
That's credited to Patrick Tetopoulos.
Yes.
So thanks, Patrick. You gave us a lot of good stuff. And then there's the whole crew of each individual one. And then I wanted specifically to point out the Stomper boots, fossils, and egg, as it's credited, mm-hmm. Sculpted and molded by...
Just the tone of the way you said that made it sound like fossils and egg was like a detective for
fossils
agency.
And egg.
Yeah, fossils and their partner egg.
Sculpted and molded by Nalo Enterprises, or Nalo, which included Daniel Miller, Bernardo Munoz, and Stephen Retruzates?
Couldn't tell you.
But thanks to all of them.
Yes.
Because all of these things that are in the movie we love and enjoy.
Yeah, especially son Yoshi.
Yeah, we like the look.
Yeah.
We like the feel. We like the power.
We got the beat.
Yeah. Then my notes get a little mixed up here. But there's the music credits. Mm-hmm. Tie Your Mother Down.
Let's talk about this song.
Which is a song by Queen, apparently.
Yes, yeah.
It's credited here as being played in the film. When we were watching it at the party, you, Emily, said, I don't remember that song in this movie.
Yes.
And I said, I don't know what that song is.
Yeah.
So before we recorded this, mm-hmm. I listened to the song.
Yeah.
Still don't recognize it from the film.
Well, I've got some info for you in regards to that.
I am ready.
You also, you play the intro of the song, which is, I would say, definitely not the recognizable part of the song.
Like, okay.
I recognize the chorus of that song. It's just like a Queen. I don't know if it was a single, if it was just an album cut. But I Googled Tie Your Mother Down, Super Mario Brothers. Mm-hmm. And what I found was an entry on the song in the Queen Wiki. There is a Queen Wiki. I think it was Queenipedia. It might have just been Queenpedia.
Uh-huh.
And it said this was on the soundtrack for Super Mario Brothers, but not used in the film.
What?
Yes.
How crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. Much like now.
Maybe it was like they got the rights for it for a scene that ended up getting deleted, or I don't know what happened. But according to the Queen Wiki, the song is not in the film,
but
it is on the soundtrack.
But it's on the soundtrack, but it appears in Queen's discography.
Yeah.
It was like it wasn't like Queen made it for the movie or it somehow got held.
No, I'll tell you where I first heard the song was going through my dad's old Queen records that he has on vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
I forget which album it's on, but it's on one of their like main albums.
Okay. Now, I say this has a funny connection to, so at the party, mm-hmm. While the party was kind of winding down, we played in the kitchen mm-hmm. on a laptop.
Sure.
Right at the end of the party, we played the Italian cut.
This is
the
correct.
Entire Italian cut of the film.
Me and two of my friends, Ramona and Jordy, shout out to them. We sat together and watched pretty much that entire movie as the party was winding down.
Yeah, and in those credits, I recall walking over to watch those credits with you. Mm-hmm. In those credits, they do credit Almost Unreal,
yeah,
written and performed by Roxette,
yeah,
despite the fact that the Italian version
does not feature that song.
Does not feature that song.
Yeah.
Their ending is slightly different. They cut off right when Koopa dies.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny. Songs that are credited but not used in the film.
I wonder if it's also maybe was a situation where, like, yeah, Disney / Hollywood Pictures, who put out this movie, somehow had the rights to that song to use on a soundtrack. And I was like, well, the movie's not very popular. Let's just stick a Queen song on the soundtrack to help move the soundtrack.
To move the soundtrack?
Yeah.
See, yeah, I thought that immediately when you said that it wasn't in the... Yeah, that's something. Hey, this is Andrew going solo. Just want to mention we also ate the cake. There was a special cake here that Melanie's sister made, and it was very good, and it was printed on top of it was an image from the film, specifically the image where Mario goes to dance with Bertha, and Bertha says, "Dance with me and I'll hit you all I like." And that was a really good chocolate cake that we ate.
Yeah.
There's another interesting thing here. I Want You is a song that's on this soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And it's performed by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yes.
So it's there is a credit here that it is written by Donnie Wahlberg. So sure. Donnie Wahlberg is in the credits to the Super Mario Brothers film.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's strange. and then the last song credit that I wrote was Somewhere My Love.
By old Frankie Yankovic.
Now, it was this is the song that is the Goomba dancing song,
correct,
played in the elevator.
Yeah.
And Frankie Yankovic, mm-hmm, is
in the world of accordion players very, yeah, famous as a famous accordion player.
Yeah.
To the point where, because Weird Al Yankovic, also famous as an accordion player, apparently he gets asked a lot if he is related to Frankie Yankovic. And the answer is no, but he was a fan of Frankie Yankovic's growing up, which partially inspired his love of the accordion.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
There's no relation.
But no actual relation, no.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And that is, he didn't choose Yankovic.
That's his real last name.
He just chose Al.
Yeah.
Weird was his name.
Weird was, yeah, he was born Weird Yankovic.
And he was like, that won't sell. I better throw
another
name in
there.
Yeah, stupid. Al was good.
Also interesting to note in the credits is that this is not the original Was Not Was version of Walk the Dinosaur. It is credited to a band called the Goombas.
Yeah.
With George Clinton.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Which was that? Oh, God. Was that the song that was playing at the Boom Boom Bar?
Yes.
See, because that
after
band.
After Mario took the rock.
That band was in film called The Soars.
Yes.
Toad played in that band in some versions of the script.
But also, I mean, are we to believe that canonically there was a band playing there? Because that also was clearly a very different band from the one playing Love is the Drug.
Oh, yeah.
By the Divinyls.
I think that's just, you just chop that up to weird editing.
Yeah. But also, I mean, it says The Soars in the thing, but it's, I mean, more than one band can perform in a night as well.
I guess. Yeah. I guess. Maybe George Clinton and the Goombas opened for The Soars.
Or vice versa.
Well, why would you would think the drum with the name of the band on it would be there for the opener?
Well, maybe George Clinton and the Goombas sort of dropped in, but because they were more famous, they became the headliners.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Then we have some of the special thanks. Mm-hmm. This time I wanted to shout out Wilmington, North Carolina, mm-hmm, apparently where they did a lot of the filming.
Yeah.
That's probably where that bar is with a lot of the props.
Yes.
Love to see that bar. And then Reebok.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think this means that Reebok did not pay to be in the film? What do you think this means?
I don't think Reebok paid to be in the film regardless.
You think they chose to put the Reebok logo on the foot of the Bob-omb?
Yeah.
Without Reebok's...
Yes.
Okay. That's strange, right?
I think they thought correctly that it would be funny if there was an actual shoe logo on there.
I mean, yeah, it was funny. And then the last couple of credits that I wanted to point out are it says based on Super Mario Brothers.
Yes.
Created by Shigeru Miyamoto and Takushi Tezuka, mm-hmm, of Nintendo.
Yeah.
There they are.
Right
The parents, the grandparents, the great grandparents, whatever you want to call them.
Of Mario.
Yeah.
Now I will say a cloud moved and the sun is now shining directly into my eyes.
I saw that happen to you.
Yeah.
I saw that happen to you, and I thought, I can't do anything.
No.
There's nothing that can be done.
The sun has chosen its path.
We'll get you.
And we will live with that.
Did I have another thing to say?
I don't know.
Oh, it's going.
It's going good. We're here. We were a little worried that we'd run out of space on our memory card.
Yeah.
But we're recording. We're fine. We're all good. We're fine here now. Thank you.
I'm Andrew.
How are you?
I'm Andrew. Andrew.
And I'm Emily. Emily.
I'm tired.
I'm fine. The credits are over.
Yeah.
The movie's not over. We'll have one more after this with the end credit sequence. We do have an audience of two at the moment.
Yeah.
Hey. What do you say words now?
So because this I have credit none. Sequence focuses a lot on the music.
Yes.
There was a lot going on.
Yeah, your voice has gotten deeper.
Yeah.
I think because of the night.
The night.
The night has worn heavy on you.
No, I it's just a lot of talking.
Yeah.
A lot of talking today.
You pointed out something that I didn't realize is that Donnie Wahlberg does make an appearance in the credits in this minute.
Because Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
I did not realize there was a Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch song in this film.
There's also a Queen song, and I don't know when that came up in the
Do you recall
kiln?
Which Queen song it was?
Tie Your Mother
Does you
down?
Remember what song it was, young lad?
Tie Your Mother Down.
It was Tie Your Mother Down. I don't recall that showing up in the film either, and I do know that song.
Do you, how is that? Would I know that song?
I probably not. You don't know.
I used to listen to a Queen CD.
Okay.
That was this whole story.
That's the end of your story.
I know I famously don't know music, but I did listen to a Queen CD.
I don't think you would know. Tie Your Mother Down is like it's not one of the like big hits, but it's not one of their smaller songs either necessarily. But it's right in that mid zone.
Okay. So yeah, I think we'll do a little more research on that for the actual.
Do you just mean listen to the song?
Yeah.
Or I guess figure out when it is in the film.
Yeah.
Because I do know that song and I couldn't tell you where it is in the film.
Okay. Tell me about your Italian journey.
Oh yeah. Well, you were off watching Computer Kirby's fight on the Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
I was watching the Italian dub of the film. You know, it's an interesting experience because with the amount of times that we have watched this film, I know every line. It's weirdly almost indistinguishable from watching the film in English because what the actors are actually saying sort of is irrelevant because it's already in my brain.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of a nice filter.
Mm-hmm. You didn't quite make it to the end, which is different in the Italian.
That's correct. But it's not. I mean, it's different. It just ends sooner, though, right?
Well, and then they play. Joe Satriani's Speed of Light. Over montage.
A little montage.
Of kind of best of the film.
You ever think about the Montauk Monster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, yeah.
Do you think it's a raccoon?
No.
Listeners at home, Montauk Monster was a animal body that washed ashore in around, and I don't think it was in Montauk, but it was near Montauk, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can quite tell what it is. The pervading theory for a while was a raccoon, but that ain't no raccoon. You look at that thing.
Yeah.
It seems to have a beak almost.
Yep, definitely a beak. And it was bigger than I thought a raccoon should be.
People attribute the what looks like a beak to just deterioration in the ocean a lot of times, but what the thing that a lot of people said that made it definitively not a raccoon was that its legs were too long. I don't think it looks like a raccoon one bit. I don't presently have a theory. It's maybe some sort of undiscovered sea beast would maybe be my theory. You know how like every 5 years or so a new struggle will grow up with like, check out this weird shit we found in the ocean.
Yeah.
And some new sea beast.
Are you excited for the Meg?
Excuse me?
The Meg?
What's the Meg? What is happening? I'm hearing a supernatural voice.
I don't know what I'm scared. You just made me scared right now.
It just seems too close and too clear.
What was it telling you?
And not like anyone who's at this party right now.
What was
now.
It telling you?
I couldn't. It was party chatter, but it didn't sound like any person at this party.
The Meg is a new film starring Jason Statham.
I mean, that's all the details I know to say that I'll watch it.
It's about the Megalodon.
Oh, I have heard of this movie before. Yeah, I'll watch it. Are we at Trust the Fungus yet?
Trust the Fungus. You can find out more information about this show at benviewnetwork.com/SMBM. Follow us on Twitter at Mario Bros Minute. And email us, Super Mario Bros. Wait. supermariobrosminute@gmail.com. I mean, they could email us, but it's like almost done. That was my confusion. That's why I got confused.
Yeah, I understand.
You could also help us out by going to patreon.com/smbm and giving any amount of money that you feel comfortable with. Even at a dollar level, you get access to the bonus feed where you get episodes of us talking about the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, about the adventures of Super Mario Brothers 3, about Captain N, about the Mario anime, about Saturday Supercade. It's a whole mix of all Nintendo and specifically Mario properties that we talk about. It's good stuff. As we had announced before, even after this show reaches its completion, next week we will continue the Patreon until we finish Adventures of Super Mario Brothers 3.
Correct.
Which will be another couple of weeks at least. You can check out my other podcast called Nothing New, a remake podcast that I do with Justin Keyson, where every month we talk about remakes. This most recent episode is about Overboard, which came out in 1987, and Overboard, which just came out. And it was the gender swap version of the remake, where in the original Overboard, Kurt Russell is just a disgruntled worker and Goldie Hawn is the stuck up rich person. And in the remake, it's Anna Faris, who is the disgruntled worker. And Eugenio Derbez is the stuck up rich person. That was a lot of words that I just said. So go to benvnetwork.com/nothingnew and follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Podcaster Andrew.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at VeryCoolEmily. I also do a podcast with Justin Keyson. It's called Ben View on Spielfrog, where we talk about the films of Steven Spielfrog. We did Ready Player One last. We had some scheduling issues, so our next episode's a little late, but it will go up soon. It will be about The Goonies, which he produced, and which, spoiler alert, I don't like. Rate and review us on iTunes.
The review,
give us 5 stars, and then in the text of the review, please tell us about your first encounter with the character Chewbacca, and your thoughts and feelings on Chewbacca. Do you like him? And
did you want me to say if I like him?
Is there any more?
No. And remember,
trust the fungus.
Like wrestling? Well, I'm here to tell you about Massive Buds Wrestling Show. I'm Brendan Creasy, and you may know me from podcasts such as Radio Brendo Man, Popsicles, and MBWS in its former names. But we're still here, and now we're Massive Buds Wrestling Show. My friend Keith Gomez and I talk about the latest in WWE, Southern California indie wrestling, and cannabis. Yeah, that's right. I said cannabis. Check us out. Massive Buds Wrestling Show, MBWSpod.com, or BenviewNetwork.com, and of course on Apple Podcasts and all podcast services.
Hey, have you been listening to a Goofy Movie Minute podcast?
I don't think so. What's that about?
Well, each episode covers a single solitary minute of beloved 90s classic, a Goofy Movie.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It's actually not bad. They talk about the songs, the animation, the background characters, and the really strange details and plot points of that movie.
Oh, do they talk about Powerline? Or Lester's Possum Park?
Uh-huh.
And Bigfoot?
Now you're getting it.
Well, who's on the podcast?
You are. I am too.
Goofy? I'll subscribe now on iTunes or Stitcher.
A Goofy Movie Minute. It's not bad.
It's better than bad.
It's good.
This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.